Blog Talk Radio.
Calling all the rest of Virginia. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to C-Zone Radio tonight. The guest. All I'm going to say is the guest. I'm not even going to get into it because I know y'all want to talk to it because you already know. Look, before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the co-host, Teddy.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all know who this is. This is Teddy calling out of that good old 757. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
All right. So, look. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let her introduce herself. Because she is now home and she is sitting on our couch. sitting on the Blog Talk couch. And so go ahead and introduce yourself. Oh, Lord.
You're so silly. Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl, Stassi Quinn from Bad Girls Club Season 7.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be okay, bro.
I know, right?
If you don't breathe over there, crazy.
Yes, Lord, I had to get my blood pressure medicine for a minute, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Help her, Father God, help her.
Yeah.
So, Stassi, oh, Lord, how does it feel to be you? How does it feel?
It feels normal. It feels normal. I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel any different. I'm still the same on me. I don't know. It's a hard question. TV hasn't changed me.
I know that. You answered it. You answered it right. That is an answer right there. Now I think I'm a little even more shy now to answer the question right now, Teddy. Lord, what I'm going to do with myself?
I don't know. All I'm going to do is pray for you because you might have shy and quiet over there. You taking my role tonight.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm just going to be real tonight. You know, I am not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. I'm going to be real. I'm shy a little bit. Real shy. Real shy, you know. I'm definitely happy that Mr. Stassi is here. I'm a big fan. She know that. I already told her. I am a big fan.
Thank you, sweetie.
Some of the stuff you say, I've said to some people now. I swear, I say some of your slogans. I'm so serious. Like, you just, I don't know. I'm just glad that they was able to put somebody on TV like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody just real. She just didn't care. Like,
man. That's real life, you know? Real
just
life.
Can't even get the questions out right now. I had a whole lot for you.
Oh, my God. Lord, she's quiet. She needs a hug.
Oh,
you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself if she gave you a big old hug right now, would you?
No, I'll probably pass out. Blood pressure is not the oxygen.
I got 911 on standby. I got them on standby. They all I got to do is call them, let them know. They got you.
All right. That's what's up. So, Stassi, first of all, I would like to congratulate you for being casted on Bad Girls Club Season 7, New Orleans.
Thank you. The best season.
Yes, the best season.
yeah.
The best season, yes. You know, I would like to know, how were you approached to do that show? Like,
they didn't necessarily approach me. I actually got an email from an old casting director I used to work with when I used to model, and he thought that it would be something that I should do because he knows my personality, so he said that I should look into it. And I wasn't a Bad Girl Club watcher, so I really didn't know the show. So
yeah.
I seen it a couple times here and there, and I was like, oh, I don't think I could do no crazy stuff like that. And because a couple episodes I had saw, where it was like one where Natalie was like screaming at the girl for no reason, something about some hair or something, and I was like, oh, no. And I hadn't watched it, so I was like, okay, I don't think so. So I had talked to my dad about it, and I Googled Bad Girls Club. I didn't Google any video or anything like that. I just Googled, what the show was, and I found the Wikipedia about, and it gave the mission statement about what it was, why it was created, and what's the, reason for it, and what they look to get out of the show. So that's what made me want to go on the show, because I was like, oh, maybe I just caught some bad parts, or maybe, the part that I seen wasn't, was just them trying to work out their differences or whatever, because I hadn't, like I said, I wasn't a real fan of the show. I didn't know it. So that's what made me decide to do it, is because of the mission statement about trying to change and become better women. So I decided to go on a casting call, and for some reason they picked my crazy self.
Well, I'm glad they picked you. I'm glad. I'm so glad. I have to ask this question. How is it being on the same set with Judy?
I'm going to try and be as politically correct as possible. Because it's a crazy situation. But I will say that everyone needs to understand that we filmed for 3 months, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You guys watched 13 hours worth of footage.
But
the little bit of craziness that you've seen was not what I went through for 3 months. So just understand my pain. And if everybody want to know, was she that crazy in person? No, it was worse.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
So, yeah, it was, it was unedited. It was, it was very, it was very real. It was very in your face. So it was what it was.
Nice. Well, I can honestly say that, I saw that you tried to help her, I'm down for people trying to help people, I really did see that in you, you tried to be like a big sister to her.
Yeah. Not everybody deserves kindness, unfortunately.
Feel that. Oh, no. I'll be okay. Did I know?
You so silly.
I was just like,
you said what happened?
I was talking about the voodoo doll. Is it really true?
See, I'm very picky. I'm very picky when it comes to religious things, and voodoo is a real religion, and I don't play around with that, So, I made that sure I said my prayers, and I was right with God every night, and that's all I was.
I know that's what I see. It's so amen.
I said my prayers, I was right with Him, and that was all.
Stassi was out. She was never there.
I don't play that.
Let the church say amen.
Let us say it. No, that's right. So, what is definitely your biggest memory on the show?
My biggest memory. It's all a big memory, People fail to realize, like I said, the same thing that you asked me about the other question. It's the same answer. We filmed for 3 months.
Right.
A little bit shy of 3 months, but it was basically 3 months. So, 13 hours. Can you imagine? That's not even, my manager pointed it out to me the other day. That's not even a half of a day.
Right.
So there was a lot of stuff that went on that didn't get seen. We had a blast. Me and T knew how to have fun, whether we would just go bowling or just, go on bourbon and just have a blast and just have fun. So the whole thing was a memory, even the bad stuff, But it was a lot more good than it was bad. Unfortunately, y'all don't get to see that. But I enjoyed myself, and I would do it again a million times over.
All right. Do you have any questions for Ms. Stassi, Teddy?
She answered one of my questions. I was going to ask her, would she ever do a show like that again? And she said, yeah.
I'm not, how can I say this? I'm not, like, I'm not ashamed of me. You know, I am who I am, and I love who I am. I'm not, like, everybody wants to, you know, comment on my size or how I look or how I carry myself. I was myself. You know, I signed up for a reality television show. So I really went in there, and I really was who Sasha is, and this is what it is. Whether they like it or don't like it, you know, I was fat and ugly, quote unquote. But yet, still, I'm one of the most popular girls off the show, so clearly I did something right. So as far as I'm concerned, I did me. You know, my parents watched the show, and people ask my parents, is that how she really acts? And my dad is like, yes. I wasn't ashamed to show my parents how I acted. Like, you know, this is me. And they understand, no, this is who I am, you know. I wasn't on there being promiscuous or doing nothing, you know, to disrespect my family or to make my family look bad. They know me. And regardless if I fought somebody or not, they understood that. My mom was like, yeah, I would have fought her. I would have beat her up too. You know, they knew what happened when it happened. You know, I called my parents and told them what was going on. And they understood. They knew. My dad was like, you had every right, you know. So it is what it is. I'm happy with me. I you know, I'm happy with me. God happy with me, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Let me just say, you are so pretty. You are so beautiful.
Yes,
let
I was about to say that.
Thank you.
I was about to say the same thing.
I'm not shy like my. I'm not shy like KC, but I'm like, damn, you beautiful.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I just want to give you a go.
Elder, give about 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, you can be in the background.
You know what? I'm not like you right now. I'm speaking. I'm not being shy tonight.
Oh,
did you give me the RuPaul voice? I know that's right. You better work.
Oh. Yes, honey.
You better
yes,
work.
Honey. I'm going to work, honey, yes.
No,
where are you from? Where
I am
born
from Sacramento, California.
Wow.
Sacramento, California. Like, it's a lot of misconception because it said something. It said Huntington Beach on the show, but what they do is they put where you were living when you were casted. So regardless of where you're from, they just put where I was living in Huntington Beach when I got casted. So that's where they basically put where they found you. So, yes, I'm born and raised in Sacramento. I'm repping Sac all day. So, yep.
I know, that's right. Well, I'm here to tell you, just like Teddy say, I'm confirming it. You are beautiful. You just let me tell you something about plus size women, because I'm a plus size woman, you hear me? And people are just mad because we are healthy and they need a plate. You know what I'm saying? They need a plate.
Right. Exactly.
You know, right? You know, and look, that's just what it is. They need a plate and they need to leave us big people alone because big is beautiful. Big is in. You hear me?
They hate us. We're taking all their lovers.
It's okay. It's okay.
They hungry. It is what it is. Everybody who meet me in person, like, fall out. They be like, oh, my God, you're so tiny. Like, everybody swears that they going to see me and I'm 300 pounds and I'm not big. TV made me look. My own dad was like, TV makes you look big. And I'm like, I know. And I'm not big at all. I've never broke 200 pounds in my life. Like, I've never weighed 200 pounds even to, so I'm 5'3". So people expect me to be 6 feet tall and 500 pounds. That's not me. I'm just thicker than the average in TV. And then everybody understand, Tierra weighs, what, 110 pounds soaking wet? So stand me next to Tierra, I'm going to look big. So, you know, it is what it is. I enjoy it, though. I love the attention. You know, I love it. People crack me up. And regardless of how fat and ugly people claim I am, the niggas like it.
Well, no, that's say it again, girl. Say it. I don't think they heard you. That's what I'm talking about. That's all that matters, man, because, man, people, they doing too much hating now, man. Most of the people that be hating, they look like we're not even getting there. They look like some other, you know, off the floor or something, you know. They talking crazy.
And that's what I posted the other day. You know, for all the haters, I know it's plenty of haters listening. Like I post on Twitter, for all the haters that's taking time out to hate on me while I'm pursuing my dreams, I hope you are taking time out to at least make one of your dreams become a reality, because I'm living
mine. That's all that matters. You keep doing you and keep being blessed. Not worrying about those people.
Oh,
I already know you're not worried about them, girl.
I'm being very blessed.
Because you say I'm not the one to be fucked with. Can you please say that for me? Just one time.
No.
Please.
No. Just one time.
Just one time, please.
Oh, God.
I'm mad.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all is so silly. I'm laughing so hard the back of my head hurts.
That is what you are supposed to do. You're supposed to laugh, supposed to smile.
Oh, goodness.
Joy. Yes. I want you to please say one time for me, please, for Casey.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm not the one to be fucked with, baby.
Yes. Yes. I'm not going to be a standing ovation.
You are so silly. Yay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm quiet now. Any more questions,
Mom? Oh, we need to come and give you a big old hug right now because you're going through it. Oh, shit.
Man, when she said that,
you
know,
I was like,
whoa. Look, I had to stand back for a minute. I'm on the other side of the TV. I'm like, wow. I know that's right. I was glad to stand ovation over here. You know what I mean?
I got one. What do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years? I don't know. I have a lot of stuff in the works, so, you know, I like to live like, you know, there is no tomorrow because it's not promised, and I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with setting small goals and achieving them as I go, so I'm just continuing. I see myself continuing to be blessed and following and, you know, following in the footsteps that I've laid out for myself.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good answer. Yes, it is.
It is.
Don't get quiet over there, bro.
I'm not quiet. I got a question for you. You know, I'm back.
All right.
So, we know who Nastasia is from the Bad Girls Club, so... could you tell us just a little bit about who you are offset? You know, who are you just as a person?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question one more time? I didn't hear the ending.
Yes, ma'am. What I was saying, let me rephrase it a little bit, too. I think my question is, we know who you are on the Bad Girls Club, but I think me and the fans and everybody listening want to know, who are you offset? Who are you? I want to know a little bit about you. Yeah.
I am that girl that, you know, that everybody's seen on TV. That is very much who I am, but there's so much more to me. You know, that was 10% of who I am. On the other end, I'm a very kind and loving person. My kindness often gets taken as weakness, which is a big flaw of mine. So I'm not mean and harsh and evil like everybody assumes I am. I'm actually the exact opposite. You can push to that extreme. As far as who I am as a whole, you know, my music is a big part of me. I'm very multifaceted. I love to do everything. I act, I model, I do music, I do everything. You know, so being on Bad Girls Club was not, for me, like, everybody's like, oh, you just want to be on TV. I honestly didn't know how big Bad Girls Club was before I went on it. So I didn't think, you know, going to the mall would never be the same, you know. So for me, it was just an experience. But I'm writing a book about my life and I'm doing all these different things. And soon the book will probably explain more about me than I can ever explain in an interview. But just know I'm deeper than, you know, 13 hours of TV time.
No, that's right. So, I think knowing that you have been modeling for a while before you got on TV, doing a lot of things, could you tell us who's your biggest inspiration or role model?
To be a model, I actually started modeling on accident. I was at work, and somebody asked me about modeling, and I thought he was being funny, and because I'm short, you know, so I was like, oh, I can't be no model. But then I started doing on accident. But as far as music, I've always been a huge fan of Missy Elliott. She's always been a big inspiration to a lot of the things that I do, just based off of, you know, her not caring about what nobody else got to say or, you know, how anybody else feels about what you're doing. Just do you, and that's always been a big inspiration to everything that I do.
See, that's why we gonna connect, Doc. All right? I love me some Missy Elliott. I love her. I do.
Yes, I'm so happy that she's back. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I'm
me
so
too,
cute.
Man.
I'm so juiced.
She won a VA loan. Yes, she's from my hometown. She rep VA proudly. Yes, from my hometown.
Yeah, she's an amazing person. She is truly amazing.
I love her, man. Especially with the hit her with a
he
I love Missy, man. She definitely is real.
Yes, she is amazing. I love her. She is truly amazing.
And when she do a show, she don't half-ass it either. She give you a show.
And that's what I love about her. You can't find no female hip-hop artist that do that, and that's exactly what I'm working on as part of my music is really giving a show and putting, you know, making people's money worth it.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a good person, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving your answer tonight, so you got me quiet again. I'm going to be quiet.
You got her tongue tied over here, man.
Oh, like, real tough.
Like, when you do your music and you have your show, we're going to be in the front row. I'm going to try to have to keep her off the stage, though.
Yeah, you're going to know it's me. I'm the one in the lady, Mr. Brown. Stop it! Don't be me.
That's gonna be me. You gonna know who it is.
Oh goodness.
I'm gonna be at the show with my flowery pants on, girl. I'm getting ready for you.
You got a flowery pants on though?
Yes, I'm out of flowery pants. Yes, and the powder. I'm gonna have the powder on my face. Damn, that's gonna be me.
Oh goodness.
Hey, bro, what I'm gonna have on? You gotta tell her what I'm gonna have on now.
Well, you gonna be Madea.
I know, but what I'm going to have on?
You're going to have on that Jesus dress and them Jesus slippers, Chad.
Oh,
that's going to be you. We're going to take you to church. You're going to be going to church that day.
I'm going to have my pocketbook and all, honey, with all my goods in it. Yes, I am.
Oh, goodness. I'm scared.
I told you, you're going to be crazy. We're crazy people, man. It is all fun. No food, no fun, right?
I see.
No food, no fun. So what we going to do, Stasha, is we got a lot of people that love you. We got a lot of people. So,
I love them back. They don't understand how much they mean to me. Like, I love my fans. They are truly amazing. They keep me grounded. I promise you they keep me grounded.
So y'all heard that now. Do not be scared to press 1. And if you all listening online, call 646-716-6977, press 1. Stassi wants to talk to you. You heard her. She loves her fans now. So we're going to go to area code 708-272. Talk to Stassi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Stassi.
How are you?
Goody. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, sweetie. What's your name?
Cottrell.
Have I talked to you before?
Yeah, on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, your name do sound familiar. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Did you have a question for me?
Would it ever be like a bad girl from All Stars, or is this rumor?
I doubt that they're going to do it, but if they were, I have no reason not to.
Yeah. Who do you talk to from the season still?
I still talk to T.
Yeah. So, did you watch season 9?
I watched the first episode. I doubt I'll be tuning in much, though.
Yeah. So, I have another question. Your management, how can I be managed by them also?
You said what happened?
Are you still part with Elite Management?
Yes.
How can I get represented?
Did
the manager
reply
back to her message there?
I don't know. You would have to talk to her. She's on her Twitter, though. So if you were to tweet her, she'll definitely tweet you back or DM you if you DM her.
She's directing me today.
Okay, good stuff. Well, talk to her. She'll probably see what you're doing and see what you're about and see if, you know, she can represent you.
Okay. So keep in touch. I tweeted you a couple of times, so I'll respond sometime.
Okay, I will, baby.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Let's take it to area code 586-909, talk to start. Hello, 586-909. All right, we'll come back to them. All right, you call 917-664, talk to start. Hello?
Hi.
Stassi?
Yes?
I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, you talking to me right now.
You know who this is?
No, who is this?
Mr. Underscore Respectfully.
You said what?
Mr. Underscore Respectfully.
Uh-oh. How are you, baby?
I was tweeting you.
I know I was tweeting you back.
I know.
You so silly. How are you, baby?
I'm fine. Thanks for the gift. You know I've been repping you since season 7. Like, when I saw you, I knew I was going to pick you. I wasn't even big having Dragon Rock 2 when season 6 came on, and, you know. But enough about that. Stassi, you know I asked you on Twitter about the After Buzz podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to hit them up and see if you can get on it. You know it's out in L.A. But I really want you on it because, you know, they didn't like your character on BBC 7, but we know the real you, and you can, like, clear up some misunderstandings of Stassi Quinn, and just know that I love you, and
they'll
love you too, because, you know, I love you.
Thank you, sweetie.
I do.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
And I
thank
rock
you
with
so
you.
Much. I
yeah.
know you do. I know you do.
And I'm going to keep rocking with you. I love you. I can't wait to hear the new single with you and Lucci V.
Aww.
Oh, my God. She performed it, her verse. And did you put a verse on there?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you that question.
Yeah,
are y'all
going to
be performing it in a video?
Yes, that's the plan. Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. How you feel about the girls on there, like, your opinion of the girls? Like, not about the season, but the girls in general.
I think that, you know, a lot of people watch the show and get the wrong idea. You can always tell the people who are very avid Bad Girls Club watchers because they go on there and the first time they walk in the door, they're worried about who the baddest. I'm the baddest. I'm the prettiest. I'm the baddest. I'm the baddest. I'm the baddest. And it's like the show is about, you know, having a great time, learning about who you are, you know, becoming better women, not who's the baddest and, you know, who's the prettiest. And I think it's time to stop doing the Bad Girls Club. Like, I think it's the epitome of what it is. And, you know, now it's just going to be a whole bunch of wannabes trying to get on there and fight each other to prove that they bad. And, you know, that's not the point of the show. So at this point, I really don't find it entertaining to watch a whole bunch of girls talk about who's the baddest
and
who's the prettiest.
And that's what I loved about you on your season, that you didn't have to say you're the baddest. You was there because you wanted to experience. You didn't have to go, like, I'm best. You was confident being Stassi, and that's what I love most about season 7. Because nobody threw around, I'm the baddest, I'm the prettiest. Like, you didn't have to do that because you knew who you are and you're confident. People call you sad, people call you this, but at the end of the day, you're still talking about Stassi. It's not your confidence, so, you know. And I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I freaking love you.
Oh, I love you too, sweetheart. You have no idea. Every time I talk about my fans, I bring you up. Like, I love you to death. You are really ride or die, and I love you so much. Just know that I love you. I got as much love as you got for me, I got love for you back. You mean a lot to me, for real. It's disrespectful. Look, my manager and everybody screaming, hey, hey, hey. They all screaming. I thought of who I'm talking to. They all screaming, hey.
So just know I got love for you. Everybody know who you are. We love you over here in the Saucy Queen camp.
I'm asleep. Got my jersey dressed on. Jersey dressed my friends on.
You so friendly.
Got the
$5
for the weed plus tax. Love you.
Y'all are a mess. You are so silly. All right, Crazy. It was so good talking to you. I love
you
too. All right.
I'm still going to be messaging you on Twitter. You better be.
Okay. I'm right here, so go ahead.
All
right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, baby.
All right. So I'm going to area code 860216.
All right,
guess we'll come back. Area code
269-462.
Yeah, don't nobody want to talk.
Hello.
No.
Oh,
hi.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Miss Sophia. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm okay.
What's up? You said I'm on the line with my nigga. I got some questions. I'm trying to see what we got. I got some badass motherfuckers. For real.
Thank you.
Y'all think I'm playing? I'm a real.
Y'all be going, hell, we finna get in the show. We finna get in the show, though.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all probably think I'm like a crazy fan or shit, all bullshit aside. I'm trying to party with some bad bitches, so I'm a bad motherfucker myself. For real. You know, I'm running gas in
drugs.
What
you
going to ask him, Ronnie?
Miss
Sophia. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Miss Sophia?
Miss Sophia?
Uh-oh.
I don't think you got no service.
Hello?
Ronica. Hello?
Hold on, everybody. Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, Lord. All right, ladies, do not go anywhere. Stassi will be back. Technical difficulties. Hold on for once. Okay, hold on. Hello, Stassi?
Yep.
All right.
Woo!
I think the girl was talking to you, but I think she I think it's her right here. Hold on. 832258.
Hello?
Oh, that's not her, I'm sorry. Just come back to oh, there she's man. Hey, they were talking right there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Stassi.
Hey.
You know who this is?
No, who is it?
This is Brian, one of Amber's exes.
Who?
Brian, the boy what? Amber used to talk to, the ex.
Oh, Amber's ex-boyfriend?
Yes, Brian.
I don't
know. Huh? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, did you have a question for me?
Yes. So, what are you gonna be doing with your music, like industry business? Like, how are you gonna get out there with your music?
I'm doing a lot of stuff with my music right now. I'm working on a couple of singles. I'm working on my next mixtape. I'm doing everything. I just finished doing my the theme song for my lipstick and hairline as well, so that's going good.
That's good. She told me that you've been doing good with your music. What's life been like after the Bad Girls Club? I know that you learned a lot on the show. And, you know, Judy crazy ass, she probably learned a lot, but she's been getting into some trouble, so.
Yeah, I learned a lot. It helped me to realize a lot of things about myself and grow. So I'll definitely take it as a lesson learned. And since the show, everything's been going pretty good. I'm happy with the steps that I've made and the road that I'm taking.
Would you recommend that show to a lot of people, like, to get on it? Because maybe,
no.
I don't know, it could change your lifestyle?
No.
No? Why not? Because of drama?
No, just because getting on a show like that isn't for everybody. You know, it takes a lot out of you at who you are as a person. So unless you know who you are 100%, I would never recommend putting your life in front of the world to see, to judge, to come to their own conclusions, to, you know, make their own analysis of what's going on. You know, it's not something for everybody.
So
I wouldn't recommend it for anybody.
What made you want to go to this show, you know?
Like I said, I read the mission statement. I wasn't a vivid watcher, so I went based off the fact that it says it's about helping women to change and grow. I honestly didn't think it was as big as it was, but, you know, 8 million viewers, who knew?
Yeah, I think a lot of people liked the show when you were on it, and then when you got kicked out because you beat whatever the girl named Ash, Shelly, whatever. He beat her ass. And I was kind of mad, too, because, you know, I was like, dang, she was like one of my favorite characters in there. So once he got kicked out, I didn't really watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you should do it again. They should have one. It's called, like, I don't know, the baddest. I don't know. They should have another one, but starring, like, the baddest girls on each episode.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying. I doubt they'll do it, though.
You never know. What about season 9? Do you like that one? I don't really like it. It's kind of weak.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a little bit of it, but it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, hopefully they can learn something, because right now from the military, it's kind of crazy, though. That Megan girl, she kind of wild.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, if you like watching it, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's just fun. I like watching because the drama and the girl. I don't like drama, but it is funny the way they call drama and fight over stupid stuff. But, I mean, I'm glad you had a good experience, you know, getting on the show, learning new life-changing stages and all that. And I know recently I heard, like, Tiara had a baby, too.
Yeah, she did. It was, like I said, it was a good experience. You know, it helped me a lot. I hope that it, you know, continues to help and change the girls' lives as they make the decision to do it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it could be for the good, or sometimes it could be for the worse, depending on how you come out. I don't know. Just depending on how you put yourself in it and, like, you know, try to learn and try to do better and don't always, you know, think about false information. Always try to do better and be successful, because life is too short to live bad.
Yeah.
So that's a good experience for you that you learned that, and, you know, life after the Bad Girls Club. I know you probably out busy traveling, doing this and that, you know. So, and I know you, are you still in Sacramento?
No, I'm not in Sac right now. I'm actually living in Orlando, but I'm currently in Houston finishing up my book. But, yeah, right now, like I said, I'm writing my book, and I'm working on that, so that's going really well. I'm also doing my own lipstick line and hairline, and it's combined, and it's called Super Bad. So I'm working on that, so that's going to be really good with all my different color lipstick. You guys always see me rocking, whether it's my green, my purple, my blue. So that's going to come together, and all you guys are going to be able to see that, so that's going to be good, too. Did you have any more questions?
No, not really. You know, I don't want to hold you up, but I know you're busy. A bunch of people on the call, line, waiting and stuff. So I just wanted to see how you were going, you know.
Okay, well, thank you.
No problem, just, you know. I'm sorry, what?
I said, oh, okay, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. You know, whenever you need a speech of a motivation, just give me a call.
Okay.
You have a good one, Stacy.
You too, sweetie.
Talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. No. All right. You okay, Stacy? You
all right?
You
all right? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just making sure we are. I love you.
Yeah.
I had to check on you for a second.
Yeah, but I didn't get a chance to tell you guys about my line super bad. It's gonna be crazy. It's my lipstick line, my lipstick lip gloss line, as well as my hairline. So that's coming really soon. I hope you guys are ready. I can't talk too much about it because we have so much stuff in the works. But just know it's coming and it's gonna be crazy.
I'm going to get some Superbad. I just told you. I'm going to get some Superbad now. I'm going to put some on now. It might look like 2-1-2.
You are,
put some
man.
On. Just for talking, right? Might look like 2-1-2.
You are too much. I can't stand y'all. I am reading all these tweets, and these people on Twitter is crazy.
Yes, they are. They all
betrayed, but they are crazy.
They really going off right now.
Yeah, Stassi Ganger don't bang. It is what it is.
No, that's right. We're going to take it to, let me see, 540. Oh, sorry, call look very familiar. 846, talk to Stassi. Hey, man. What up, Stassi?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a quick question for you. I ain't going to wrap you up.
No problem.
I want to know how you felt about the producers, you know what I'm saying, when a girl put the bleach in your contact, felt the type of way towards them for letting that go down.
Well, as far as for letting it go down, it's part, you know, the producers didn't play a big part in the house. You know, they were always there with us, but they were never there. You know, they were always in a part of the house that we couldn't see them or couldn't get to. They let it happen, but they made sure that there was no way, shape, or form would I ever be harmed from it. So, you know, am I mad they let it go down? Not really. Am I happy that they didn't allow me to actually put the contacts in my eyes? Of course. You know, like I said, there's stuff that y'all don't get to see. So they, you know, they played a part in making sure I didn't get harmed. So,
yeah, I was
happy with that.
I thought it was phased. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
No. Oh no. The show, like, regardless of what people tell you, the show is not fake. The show is not fake. I know people be like, the producers told me to do that because they be trying to cover up for the stupid shit they did when they was there because they didn't think about what they were doing. If anybody ever tell you that, they lie. The producers do not get involved. They put you in that house, they drop you in there, and they tell you good luck and don't kill nobody.
All right.
So. Yeah, no, it wasn't staged. She really put bleach in my contacts, but they did not allow me to utilize them. Like, they, you know, made sure that I was safe.
All right, that's the stuff. That's all I had to add.
All right. I'm going to take it to 508-254. Talk to Stassi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who am I talking to, Stassi? Well, I just have like two questions. How do you feel about Oxygen like always replaying the season?
You say how do I what?
How do you feel about Oxygen always replaying your season?
Because Oxygen know what the best is when they see it. So of course, why not keep replaying my season?
It was a joke. What do you, like every time you rewatch a season, do you think about stuff you wish you didn't do or stuff you wish you did do?
Nope. Mm-mm. I don't live life with regrets. You know. I was there. I was living it. I felt it was the best thing to do at the moment, so that's what I did. I don't wish I did anything differently. I'm happy with everything I did and everything I didn't do.
Yeah, and I just have one more question. When you were kicked out for, like, beating up Shelly, were you, like, sad at all? Because you didn't really seem it. Because, like, when they called you, you were, like, gladly.
Me and the producer had a... If you go back and watch that episode, we had a full conversation because you could see my head moving and, you know, things, my mouth moving without things being said. We actually had a full conversation. That wasn't the conversation that they aired or that they showed. I wasn't happy to be leaving, but at the same time, what people fail to realize is it was 5 a.m. when I left. 5 a.m. The girls packed up and left the house at noon. I didn't get kicked off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't miss shit. Like, what did I miss? Falling asleep and waking up? I didn't miss anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they packed up the next day. Like, I left 6 hours before everybody.
Yeah.
It wasn't, no, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't no big deal for me. Like, I was, you know, I lived my whole time there. I got paid every paycheck I was supposed to get paid. And as far as I'm concerned, I did everything I was supposed to do. So, no, I wasn't sad because I didn't miss anything. I didn't, you know, it wasn't no big deal to me.
Yeah. Also, one more thing. I don't know if you can say anything about this because of, like, your contract. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was watching a Ustream and someone hinted that, like, well, they said that you would go to the house to be, like, mic'd, and, like, it was sort of like going on set when you went to the house.
No, we lived in the house. So, I mean, the moment they picked us up from the airport, they put us on a mic, and we didn't take it off unless we were in a shower. So it wasn't like being on set putting on an act. It was like we always had a mic on so that you guys could hear us. But other than that, it wasn't like on and off set. Like whenever we left the house, we took the mic off, or whenever we weren't quote unquote acting, we had the mic off. No, we half the time we slept in those mics because we had to. You know, if you're up talking, you have your mic on, and it's just the way it is, so that you guys could hear us. Not, you know, that it's acting or anything like that. If we didn't have mics on, you wouldn't be able to hear us.
Yeah. Well, it's like my only questions, but. Yeah, I think someone's, like, really big fan. You're, like,
oh,
one of the realists on season 9.
You're welcome, sweetie. What's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie, thank you for calling in, Eddie.
You're welcome. So,
all right, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sasha, you are very loved.
I know. I love my babies. They are the best.
Very loved, man. Well, you had me when you said, goddamn, I'm not the one to fuck with. I said, yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. You know, I'm going to keep picking with you. Look, Teddy, tell him I'm going to keep picking with him, then I'm going to keep saying it the whole time. I'm going to keep saying it the whole time.
I see.
Yeah. Yes.
I get no rest.
Yes, I'm in your ear from now on. You would know. I'm gonna keep saying it.
My girl Morgan Hamilton is on my Facebook, and I just want to give her a shout out. She didn't ask for it. I'm just giving her one. So, Mama, I see you writing me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Aw, is she on the phone? You want to talk?
Yeah, she's listening. Yeah, she's listening, and she's posting on my Facebook, so I was just wondering.
What's her area code?
Let me see if she got it. I know she's about to freak out because she just said something to me on Facebook. But, I don't know. Morgan, if you're still listening, post your area code on my Facebook wall. But let's get to another caller while we wait. All right,
let's do that. You are the boss, you hear me? All right, 772-501, talk to Stassi.
Everybody's scared to talk. I only beat people up on TV, y'all.
Don't be scared to talk now. I'm getting the belt. I'm getting the belt and the crypto. Yes, I am.
I'm scared.
That's all right. No.
Okay.
Area code 202-531, talk to Stassi.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds to defend yourself or take it back.
I know that's right.
What's up?
Hey, baby.
How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing great. One question. Would you do it over? Because I miss you a lot.
Yeah, I would definitely do it over. No problem. I would definitely do it over. I have no regret.
Do you see yourself, like, doing anything else with, like, doing music? Do you see yourself doing anything else besides the Bagger Club?
Yeah, I'm working on a lot of stuff. I'm writing a book. I've had a part in a movie. I did a pilot for a sitcom. I'm doing my music. I'm doing my lipstick, my lip gloss, my hairline. Mm-hmm. Oh, what am I not doing? I'm doing everything. So I'm acting now. And so, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. I'm going crazy. So we'll see. Maybe you guys will see me in my own reality show soon. So we'll see.
I can't wait because you're not the one to be fucked with. I can't wait.
Well,
I'm not the one to be fucked with, but okay, Saucy, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, baby. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Morgan is 412.
Okay. I'm coming to find you, Morgan. I think this is her. 412-320. Talk to Saucy.
Hello?
Is this Morgan?
Oh, my gosh. I'm on the radio with the baddest bad girl. Are you serious right now?
Hey, Morgan. How are you, sweetie?
Good. I'm so good. I'm so happy. I'm just like, I can't believe I'm on the phone with you right now.
You're so crazy. It's me.
First of all, I do just want to let you know that I absolutely think you're the baddest bad girl.
Thank you, sweetie.
For the simple fact that you didn't do stupid stuff. You made it clear that you was a very intelligent person. Like, when you went on there, you wasn't just trying to sleep around or do, like, nasty stuff. You looked out for your girls. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to, like, tweet my friends. I'm on the phone with you right now. I'm going to be so popular when I go back to school tomorrow.
Oh, I know, right? Shout out to my girl, Mark. What school you go to, girl?
I go to CCAC.
Everybody look. Watch out for my girl Morgan at CCAC.
Like, you're a big role model to me. Like, all the things that I always go through, which you always tell Judy, it just made, like, so much sense. I'm like, this lady is so, like, I don't even know if you're, I think you're, like, 22, 23, right?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Oh, my God.
I've had a birthday since the show.
Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Oh, my gosh. I can't even get my questions. Like, I wrote down all my questions, and I can't even say them because I didn't know you guys were going to pick up the phone for me.
Oh. Well, you have my Facebook, so feel free to create a post, and I'll answer all your questions, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for clicking me through for three-way. But I just want to let you know that I do love you. You're my best, like, role model. I hope you go far and as soon as your lipstick line come out, I will buy about 7 to 10 colors.
Okay. Thank you, girl. You are the bomb. I know this is going to sound so corny, but stay in school. Get your education, mama. It's the key.
Thank you. I will. I have no choice. I have a little one, so I have to stay in school.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's right. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Shout out to all the women out there taking care of their kids and going to school to make a better life for their kids. For real. All right, Mom. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby.
Bye-bye. Aww.
Bye-bye.
Aww.
You so silly.
No, because it's like, you know, it's good to hear, you know, somebody going to school and got kids. And you don't want to hear that too much now. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Of course not. It's too easy to make excuses on why not to do it, you know? It's too easy to make excuses why not to do it and how they can't do it. So, you know, it's a good thing to see women still out there doing it with no excuses.
I don't know why people hate tight school so much. I don't know why people hate school so much. Lunch is the bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, lunch is good. Like, why do people not like school? Lunch is good, you know.
Did you say lunch is good?
Yes. Lunch is good.
I'm about to hang up on you.
I made good grades, girl, because I wanted to go back to school, girl. You know what I'm saying?
This fool said... Why people hate school, lunch is good. I got a good grade because I wanted to go back. I can't deal with you. Not today. Not today.
Yes, look, lunch is good. You know, look. Come on now. Them pizzas.
Oh, God. I am so done with y'all.
That's definitely good, man. You know, bad school. Bad school. It is cool. I got it from my uncle, y'all. He corny. I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. How much longer we got on this show, y'all? Because people are tweeting me these area codes.
Yep, I'm about to. I got one right now. One of your, look like she's on your team. She want to talk to you right now. So you let me know. Oh, Lord, stop it. She gone.
She left.
Y'all hold on for 1 second.
Hey, Cecilia, y'all are a mess.
Oh, no, there she go. You got somebody calling from 904. They want to stop you so bad. And
put them on.
All right, put them on. Here you go. Start the side.
I thought I came home.
904-769.
Y'all are... around me if I you cannot cry. Oh,
you don't understand. I've been waiting 2 hours. My battery almost went damaged. I had to sit there and hold my charger. this is a present. I'm gonna cherish this day for the rest of my life. And if I meet you, oh my Jesus.
Mama left me silly girl.
I'm crying.
Huh?
Mama left me because I'm crying.
Oh, you said your mama laughing at you?
Am I on the radio?
Yeah.
You on the radio? This is like I was outside, sitting outside, the mosquitoes biting me.
You so silly, girl. You are so silly. Well, thank you for being a fan. I really appreciate it. You know.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I can't thank y'all enough. Y'all the bomb. Like I said, y'all keep me grounded. I appreciate y'all so much.
I saw your thing on Facebook. I ain't know it was real until my friend had told me. It was so bad.
You said you saw my what on Facebook?
You had posted the number to call you on Facebook. And I didn't believe it. I thought it was just a recording to you. My friend had told me it was real.
Yeah, it's really me.
Is this really you?
Yeah, it's really me. You think anybody can... Oh, thank you, baby.
When is your birthday?
Huh?
When is your birthday?
My birthday is December. My birthday's in December. December 18th.
You in Orlando?
I live in Orlando. Well, I live in Houston now. I live in Orlando and Houston. But this is where I'm at the time, yeah.
I've been in Orlando sometimes. We're supposed to go there in a couple weeks.
Well, have fun for me. Wave at my house when you pass it.
Yes, sir.
No. All right, baby. It was so good talking to you. Don't be afraid to talk to me on Twitter.
Yes, sir. I ain't letting me know Twitter yet. I will. Since this day.
You said you ain't what on Twitter?
I ain't made me one, but I'm going to. This
okay.
is the moment of life.
Aww. You're so sweet. All right, baby. You have a good night.
Yep, you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 75777. No talk to us.
What's good, Casey and Teddy? It's your boy, Young Devious. Young Devious checking in with y'all. I'll talk to you in a minute. What's good, Stassi?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know that I was on your Reverb Nation page, and I feel your music.
Thank like, you. Thank you.
Going Ham is my joint. I bumped that real loud. So if I don't know about Stassi and Quinn, her music page on Reverb Nation, check it out. She's the truth. You know, so.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank
that,
you.
You know, what? Who are you working with in the studio right now?
I work with a couple different local producers. I'm big on doing local stuff. I want to get as much exposure to those who aren't known because they deserve it, you know, because they don't get the recognition that they deserve all the time.
Definitely, because I'm definitely just listening to your flow and listening to your music. It's a passion behind it that I love to hear that other artists are working locally with other, you know, local artists just to get their music heard. And I definitely
yes.
am a big fan. I watched the Bad Girls Club. My girl was all about it. And you're her favorite, so she's asleep right now. So she would bug out. She knew I was talking to you right now.
We'll tell her I say hey.
I definitely will. But I would definitely, if you have a free time or any time in the studio, I would definitely like to collab with you on something. Or, you know, I definitely like your flow. And if it's possible or feasible, you know, I would definitely like to do some work with you. You got some serious talent.
Thank you, sweetie. I'm always down to work. Please feel free to tweet me or tweet my manager at Social Elite Eek on Twitter, and she'll be able to handle everything for you, set everything up. So I'm definitely down to work.
All right, well, I'll definitely be hitting you up on Twitter. You know, it's Young Devious 88. So when you see that Twitter, it's me letting you know, you know, if we're going to put something in action. So definitely shout out to KC and the She Pride event that's coming up. I'm going to be there performing along with a lot of other great talent. So
yeah, I would love to perform. If you guys are having something, that would be great. That would definitely be something that we can work on or work out. Do you know who's putting the event on?
Oh, actually, you know, KC is actually her event. So the so I'm gonna be there, you know, with other talent performing as well. So if you're able to make it out, I think KC and everybody would love to see you there.
Okay, well, definitely. You're so stupid. We could definitely work something out. Casey, I can get you some contact information if you guys wanted me to perform for my management.
Okay. Okay. So, I think I already talked to her about something in the future that's coming up. Also, I already talked to her about that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, that's the word. So we're going to have a She's On event with Stassi. That's going to be crazy, KC. You already know. That's going to
yes.
go nuts.
Yes, crazy.
So I appreciate you, you know, letting me talk to Stassi, and definitely I look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, baby, ditto. Thank you so much for calling me in.
You have a good night.
You too, sweetie pie.
All right. Area code 202 DC 531 talk to Stassi. Hello, 202.
Great presided at the swearing in of a new ethics board whose members understand we are really
202-531. All right, we'll come back to them. 501-626 Talk to Stassi.
Hey, Stassi. Can you hear me?
Stassi?
Can you hear me?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can hear you now.
Okay,
oh
good.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I am fabulous. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to tell people I've talked to you.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ever going to come to Little Rock, Arkansas?
I've been to Arkansas once. I have family in Little Rock. I have family in Little Rock. It's all older people. It's all older. My granny, my uncle. I have an uncle and auntie out there. They're all older though. I have family out there. I have a lot of family out there.
Okay. So how has life been after the Badgers?
Life has been crazy. It's crazy. A lot of ups and downs, but you got to love it. You know, you take the good with the bad, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm such a big fan.
Thank you, sweetie. God.
Girl, I'll be about to wig on them folks on Twitter and Facebook. I'll be about to wig.
Don't even worry about them.
I don't. They haters.
Yeah, they are. You know, they spend their time worried about everybody else. It is what it is.
Yes. Oh my God. Where's Tiara?
She out there. She out there being crazy. T.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I actually just talked to her yesterday. She good.
And she has a precious baby.
Oh, my God. Kylie is amazing. She is so amazing. You guys have no idea. She is an amazing, amazing, amazing baby.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe I talked to you.
You're so silly. Well, believe it. It's me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And I'm following you on Twitter, too.
What's your Twitter, girl?
Khaleesia Beach.
Oh, no. Nah. You got to tweet me.
Okay, I will. But I won't keep you long, okay?
All right, Baba. It was good talking to you. When you see my family, tell them I said hey.
Okay.
All right.
All right, 770-648, talk to Stassi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Natasha Scoville, and I'm Stassi Quinn UK.
Oh, my God. Hi, Stassi Quinn UK.
Oh, my God. I love you, Stassi, so much. Like, so
much.
Oh, thank
you, baby.
Oh, my God. Like, me and that, like, it's just, never mind. I'm not going to say anything because it's just keep it surprised. But, oh, my God. I love you, Stassi, so much.
Oh, thank you, baby. You have no idea. You are, like, I love you to death. You are truly, like, the same thing I was telling Mr. Respectful earlier. You guys mean a lot to me. Like, I know, like, as much as y'all pay attention to me, I pay attention to y'all. Like, I love y'all to death. Like, and I know that y'all are diehard. I try and do as much for y'all as possible. So I just want to say thank you, Mama. Thank you so much.
You're
and I appreciate
welcome.
You.
And I have to tell you one more thing. Okay, so, I have to tell you one more thing. I'm trying to remember, Scott. Okay, that, like, so, you know how you had that event in Texas? Like, it was, I don't know. It was like a come to the club thing for Texas or something. I got five people to come, and they didn't know about it. And I was oh, my God, score. I was like, oh, my God, I love Stassi so much.
Nice.
And then everything, like, everything you do, I, like, tweet. Like, I tweet it, and I'm like, please,
trust
someone
me,
come
I know.
Here.
I see you.
Like,
I'll be
oh
seeing
God,
you.
I love you so much. Okay, well, I'm not going to, like, annoy you anymore, so.
No, you're fine, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate you. Like, you be on it. You be on it more than I be on it, okay? And you be on it. You go hard. I be waiting. You see people craziness, and then I come back, and before I even get a chance to see what somebody even said, these people done changed their Twitter name because you done cussed them out so bad, girl.
So,
Saucy Gamer does things forever.
Exactly. I love you to death. Thank you, baby,
you
so much. And, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. I see you, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Hi. 757-681. Talk to Saucy.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God. I got, like, two phones sitting in front of me right now.
Oh, goodness, girl. You are a mess.
Oh, okay. Hello?
What's your Twitter? Because I think this is you on my Twitter being crazy. What's your Twitter?
Underscore at Cat's My View. I can't even call
that for
so hard. Okay. It's
underscore at Cat's. Mm-hmm. That's you talking about. You can call any. You can pick any of these numbers because I'm on three phones. I've seen you. Crazy. I see you. Y'all so silly.
Yeah, me and my cousin were, like, sitting on the floor. We had, like, three phones sitting in front of us. Like, oh, my gosh.
I loved you on Bad Girls Club. You're my favorite.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to call and tell you that I love you and that you inspire me.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Just remember, aspire to be better than me. Don't try and be just like me. Shoot for the star. Shoot for the star.
I'm trying to. This is Omar. I'm just crazy. I can't be around the phone.
Y'all so crazy.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Y'all are so silly.
I can't stop laughing, bro. My mama is not going to believe it.
Oh, goodness. Y'all are a mess.
But, yeah, I tweeted on Twitter last time. That was losing it.
Huh?
After I had tweeted you on Twitter like 10 times, I was losing it.
What's your Twitter?
It's at underscore Catch My Beauty.
Okay, yeah, that's you. I seen you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you crazy. So y'all ain't had no questions. Y'all just was beating the mess out of everybody. And didn't have no questions.
I didn't hear you.
Huh?
Can you say it again? I didn't hear you.
I said you ain't had no questions. You just tweeting like crazy.
Oh, yeah. I just want to call you to say that I love you. Yeah, my cousin wouldn't
say something. Oh, okay. Well, I love y'all back. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
I think I just followed y'all on Twitter.
You follow me on Twitter?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to figure out where your tweet went.
Oh,
there you go. I see you. Okay, Mama. Well, thank you for calling. Hello?
Right, they went, they gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were just happy. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all is so right. Crazy. Y'all have no more interview questions? All my fans are going to go crazy. They want to say is they love me and that they... Don't nobody have no real questions for me.
I mean, look, I'm just sitting here being fascinated by the fans talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think my main question I wanted to ask you was, you know, who are you outside of you? But she gave me the answer to it, you know. And I definitely want to know more about what's going on in your life. I want to know, you know, how can we stay in tune with Stassi?
Yeah, I'm just being me.
That.
Yeah, I'm just being me, trying to live life and do everything the best I know how and trying to stay grounded. The crazy thing that a lot of people fail to realize is with all the good comes a lot of craziness and a lot of bad, you know.
Right.
So for all the love I get, you get the hate. And I know people always want to tell you, don't pay no attention, ignore it, you know. But to have people who you've never met, who don't know you, who don't know
you from Adam. Can you imagine going to work one day and having a customer come in and just seeing you work for one shift and then feel like they have the right to judge you, to tell you how they feel about who you are as a person, to come at you and tell you all these things about yourself after seeing you one day from one side, you know? And it's like, that's how I feel. And it's hard to ignore it all the time. And it's hard not to say anything all the time. And regardless of how much good comes in, the bad hurts just as much as the good feels good, you know? So just remember to, and this is the only thing I always try and remind myself, is to put as much good out there in the world as possible. And if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say nothing at all. Like, why waste your time? Why waste your breath even worrying about it? Just find a reason to make somebody smile every day. Because for every smile you send out into the world, you get at least three back. And that's the way I live my life, and I just hope so many other people can live their life the same way.
That was deep. I think a lot of people need to hear that. A lot of people need to hear that. That's definitely something that people need to hear. How do you feel about that, Sadie?
I'm over here quiet and speechless. Like, I mean, like everybody else. Like, that was some real true shit.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. It's just really how I feel. Like, it's, you know, people forget that. People forget that, and people expect you to be hard and tough, and, you know, people claim sticks and stones, but let me throw a couple sticks and stones at you, and let me tell me it don't break a piece of skin every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we want to know, when are you and T going to have something going on TV? We want to see y'all together.
I don't know. I don't know. You can only work on so much and do so much, and, you know, with T being a new mom and all the things that she has going on, and with all the things that I have going on, it's hard to get us together. And I promise you, every time we get together, we try and broadcast, you know, when it's feasible. But we got a lot of stuff going on separately. Speaking of separately, you guys, make sure y'all go vote for T. She's trying out to be the next host of 106 in Park. Shout out to her. That's something she majored in college. I know my fans wanted me to do it, but, you know, I did it. It's not my thing. You know, I decided to step back and help T and, you know, promote her because that's my girl and that's what she wants to do. So I'm going to, you know, support her to the fullest. So make sure y'all support her and vote for her, watch her video. So, yeah.
Man, she got my vote.
Got mine, too.
Yes. You have a link for that? You got to go to BET, you know, probably.
I tweeted it. I'll retweet it.
All right. I definitely want to put it on my site and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, bring her to 106 and Fall, please.
Bring her.
Please do. Yes.
Right.
Her energy. She has good energy.
Bring some life back to the show. Because don't nobody watch 106 and Park no more.
You know what? I'm not gonna say I don't. I watch it sometimes, you know, especially, you know, the little freestyle Fridays and stuff when they do the Wednesday thing. But we need T on there. We need to bring guests. Please vote ASAP. What you waiting on, everybody? What you waiting on?
Y'all so silly.
You got the belt if y'all don't. Yeah, get the belt and the chair.
Y'all are a mess.
You have any questions for Sati, Teddy?
No, not right at the present moment.
You know, you got Teddy all quiet over there. Teddy don't know what to say.
Give it time. It happens now.
So how was your, when you were a little girl, because I like to ask crazy stuff, right? When you were a little girl, could you really see yourself on TV as a celebrity? Could you see yourself where you are today?
No. I've dreamed of it. You know, I've always had that feeling that, you know, there was more out of that I was going to get out of life than my current situation. And I've always had that feeling. But to just know that I would be on TV and, you know, all the things that I'm blessed with today, no, I couldn't have never guessed that in a million years.
And now that you see yourself, you know, like coming from where you were, you know, back when you were a baby, you know, little stocks, because I know you had little pigtails. Everybody had pigtails. Well, it was little stocks. Like, you know, how does that make you feel, you know?
I'm blessed beyond measures. It just makes me want to be an inspiration and be a guiding light to as many people that were in my situation as a child as possible. I just want to make sure that as many, you know, young people, not just young girls, but young people in general know that there's so much, you know, there's so much life has to offer you no matter where you come from or who you are. And I just want to make sure people know that.
That's good. And, you know, coming from the show, you know, on a show, he was dealing with a lot of, I guess you could say, haters within the little bit of time he was there on the show, you know, that reigned. If somebody was going through what you were going through, you know, what would you tell them? Like, how would you help them come out of the situation as far as, you know, fighting and being attacked and hate on?
I would just be honest with them, you know, because I'm not one to sugarcoat or tell people what I think they want to hear. You know, hatred comes from an ugly place, and for somebody to hate you, it means that they hate something about themselves. So for someone to hate themselves that much that they need to spew it over and hate somebody else so that the hatred for themselves don't look as big, you can't do nothing but feel sorry for that person. So, you know, just stay grounded in who you are and make sure you okay with whatever God you believe in. And that's all that really matters, because people only hate when you're doing something right, because if you were doing everything wrong, wouldn't nobody care? If you were doing everything wrong, people would laugh, you know? Nobody runs up to the bum on the street and be like, you ugly and you dirty. Oh, my God, I'm about to tweet and tell you that this bum is ugly. So therefore, but the person that's doing something with their life, the person that's trying to make a difference, the person that's out there actually pursuing dreams, those are the person that gets the haters. It says a lot, you know. If you have haters, you're doing something right. So let the haters do what they need to do and move on with your life and take every hater as a blessing, just like you take every fan.
That's a good answer. I like that, man. It's real. I mean, it's real. You know, it's real stuff. You know, people need to hear that. It's a lot of, one thing I got from the Bad Girls Club, you know, I think a lot of people watch the Bad Girls Club for the wrong reasons, you know, but one thing I got off the Bad Girls Club is that, you know, it's a group of people that, you know, going through a lot of things in their life. And, you know, they end up setting with people that's kind of similar. You know, they're going through the hate, they're going through the drama and whatever. And, it's, you know, when girls get together, it's crazy anyway. But I think people should have got the message that, you know, it also was changing people's lives because they actually got to see themselves on TV. They got to see, you know, and I think it changed some lives. You know, I saw it like that.
Right. And sadly, that works both ways. You know, some people were able to go in there and see their flaws and learn from them. And, you know, but for all the people that's watching it for the wrong reason are pumping people's flaws up and making their flaws look like and seem like it's okay. So, therefore, they enhance their flaws rather than learning from the things that they're doing wrong. So, unfortunately, I just pray that certain people learn that what they're doing is not okay and it's leading them down the wrong road, and that they eventually grow up, you know, because regardless of how I feel about, you know, a person, I just, you know, I always wish the best on them. So I just pray that some of the people that I want to show it would learn to grow up and understand that just because people hoo-hoo-ha-ha, you know, team whatever, doesn't make what you're doing okay. It makes it entertaining, but it doesn't make it a great lifestyle to live.
Right. I love the show. I love when you was on the show. I love that. That was.
And I don't think it'll ever be the same. It'll never be like that again. I don't know. I just don't think, you know, they will ever find another real cast member like you. You was real. You was a real person. Thank you, sweetie. You didn't hide yourself. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hide yourself. You didn't try to be cute for TV. You know, but some of them had their booty all up in the camera. They knew the cameras right there. They put their little thongs in the camera. Kind of dirty. You know, I seen some dirty thongs, you know. But you always kept it classy, you know, and you didn't bother nobody. And as soon as that girl bothers you, man, you went in. That's what I'm talking about. Some people got to learn. Like, Brenda May, you got to learn.
You got to learn.
She had to learn. Mm-hmm. I completely understood. That's your ass she was messing with. You know what I'm saying? That's your ass.
Yeah.
That's your health. Like, you know, she took it off. I don't care what nobody says. I love you. Yes.
Thank you, sweetie.
That's real talk. I do. And I see today that you inspire a lot of people. A lot of people across the globe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real recognize real, and you know, it's all regardless of whatever. I don't have to change who I am. People gonna recognize it, so I'm happy with that. I'm definitely happy with that.
Indeed. But I mean, I don't want to, you know, hold you up because I know you got life. I know you're a busy woman. I mean, I know you got a whole list of fans right here want to talk to you. I don't know if you want to talk to them or, you know.
I wish I could. I have a million things I need to finish doing, but I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much. I am so sorry. I want to give a quick shout out to Black Power BGC on Twitter, because I've seen her tweeting, but I can't fit it in tonight. But I see you, Mama. Shout out to Stassi Q. I'm yours on Twitter. I've seen y'all too. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk to you. Thank y'all so much for having me. Big shout out to my diehard, Stassi Queen UK, Pocahontas, Mr. Respectfully, oh my goodness, who else? 222 Classy. Shout out to Yo Dreams My Life, on Twitter. They give me so much, you know. I appreciate them. Shout out to Terica So Bougie. I love her to death. I hate to love her, but you know, yeah. And of course, a big shout out to my management. She is absolutely the best. If you guys are not following her, then you can't be a Stassi Queen fan. So follow my management at Social Elite Inc. And yeah, like I said, and everybody gonna hate me for this, but shout out to Pocahontas again. That is my girl. I love her to death. She's absolutely amazing. But yeah, that's it. I think that's everybody. If I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. But I think that's everybody. Pocahontas, 222 Classy, Stassi Queen UK, Mr. Respectfully, Terica So Bougie. I know, and this is off the top of my brain, okay? These are the people I talk to on a daily basis. And I always mispronounce this person's name. Is it Chanella? I can't remember. I think it's Chanella. And shout out to Chanella. Like, they are the bomb. I love them to death. Jay on Twitter. Everybody. Jay, Chanella, Tukiki Classy, Mr. Respectfully, Pocahontas, everybody. So, yeah, those are my diehards. I talk to them every day. They tweet me. They keep me grounded. They cuss everybody out if they get out of line. I love them to death. So shout them out. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Y'all are my heart. I said you, Jay. I said you. Jay over here cussing me out on Twitter. He's like, wait, you didn't say me. Okay. But yeah, thank y'all so much. Y'all are the bomb. Yes, baby.
Stassi, before you look, I know you gotta go, but it is one girl that has been
She was going crazy, trying to try to think she part of your team or something. She's going crazy right now.
Okay, go ahead, put her on.
She really, 904-236, top the size.
What's happening?
Hey.
You just, I was okay because you just shot me out, Stacy. I'm yours.
You know I wasn't going to leave you out, boo. I see you.
I know I don't be on Twitter like that. You know, I do got to, I got a 9-5.
Yeah, of course. Got to get that money, mama. Got to get that money.
Yes, I try to do what I can, but I love you. I appreciate all that you do. Your music is great. I got it on my phone. Listen to it every day.
Oh, thank you.
If they play the season on the TV, I'm looking at it. I'm telling everybody about you. I got nothing but love for you.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. That means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
It means a lot. Thank you for even just giving me the time to talk to you. That's all.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Keep on working, making that money.
Oh, yes. I got to be there at 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm standing up trying to talk to you before I go to bed.
Oh, thank you,
but I appreciate
you. Get your beauty rest.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, baby, you have a good night.
You as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Aww. It was like, please let me see out there.
Y'all so crazy.
But it was an honor. I told you, look, I'm your fan. I'm your fan. You hear me, KC? I'm your fan. That's me, KC.
Thank you, baby.
I love your work. I'm gonna be following you. I'm gonna be tweeting you. I'm gonna be, even though I might look like 214, I'm gonna still get your results because I support you. You know, and I'm gonna definitely shout you out everywhere I go. You know.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys are the bomb.
I think I sent you a tweet. I don't know if you got it.
You sent me a tweet right now?
Oh, a few minutes ago.
Oh, boo, goodness. 2 minutes ago?
A few minutes ago. I don't know that.
Yeah, you might want to resend it because I ain't see it.
Oh,
and this Twitter is going bananas.
Yeah, they're probably way at the bottom of it by now.
Probably so. Damn it.
No, so what that. Aww,
Stassi's marbles. I see you, boo.
Got a lot of people going crazy right now. They are going crazy.
I love them to death. I wish I had the time to just sit on this phone all day and just talk, I would.
I know you guys.
I got a million things. Like, my manager is really trying to stay up and finish these last couple things so that we can get this stuff done. Now, I've been trying to get some sleep because I'm a workaholic, and I've been trying to force myself to get sleep and wake up early and do a full day and then get sleep because I'll be up until 3, up at 9, up until 5, up at 6. Like, I'll be everywhere. So I promise y'all. I love y'all to death. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to everybody, but next time I'll keep y'all posted. I got another interview next week and setting up more, so please don't think this is the last time.
I'm calling there too. Call to support you on there too.
No. Okay, baby. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a good night, Stassi.
All right, baby. Y'all have a great night as well. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
See you later. Oh my God, Daddy.
You
Larry,
still over there?
I'm over here sweating bullets. I'm over here needing blood pressure pills and medicine and all kind of stuff, man. That was awesome.
Yes, that was good.
How do you feel about being able to interact with Stassi Quinn? How was that experience like? How was that experience?
I'm in awe. She's a beautiful person.
I'm a go check out her music in the morning. Man, I want to meet her. She's cool. She's very humble. And I'm in awe. I'm like you right now, tongue tied, and don't know what to say.
I can't believe it, man. Not just one. You know, I'm going to thank everybody that called in and showed Sasha, you know, that she loved. And, you know, and everybody that's on the line that called in was talking about school and needing to go to school. School is important. Y'all definitely need to stay in school, like Sasha said. Lunch is the bomb. If you have not tried your school lunch, you need to go into the cafeteria right now and get you a plate. It is delicious, especially the pizza. It is worth staying in school. So school is important. Y'all definitely stay in school. So we need a topic for tonight, ladies. What is the topic? I'm thinking I'm going to just go down the road. I'm going to hit up 347-920. Since you are the first person in the queue, I want you to tell me what today's topic is going to be. What do you want to talk about, 347? 347-920? All right. Let me go down your code, 248-242. What do you want to talk about tonight? What is on your mind?
Now, you put, hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Casey. Hi,
Teddy. I'm good. Hello,
hi.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm good. This is Christian.
Hey, Christian.
You would kick me in. I don't know what I want to talk about.
Uh-oh. Off the top of your head.
I don't know.
Off the top of your head.
Okay. Jealousy and envy.
Oh, yes. That's a good topic. What are your support questions that you want to ask about jealousy and envy? What do you want to know about?
Okay, first I got a statement. People don't believe me. The only time I get jealous is when somebody is being disrespectful, like as far as my mate goes or whatever. But, like, jealous of another woman or another person or being envious of another person or a woman or something like that, I don't experience that. And people don't believe me, and they say that's a natural emotion and that everybody experiences. But I guess I don't, because, for one, I don't have no sisters. I'm the only girl. I have brothers. So I didn't have all that cattiness, you know, growing up in the house with girls. And I had a really strong mother that told me you don't have to be jealous or envious of anyone. Whatever you set your mind to, you can have what anybody got. So, you know, I was wondering, my question to you guys and to the people that's listening, do you have, I know everybody has those emotions, but do you have them often, and how do they affect your life?
Have the jealous emotions?
Yeah, jealous, being jealous of another person or being envious of what another person might have.
Honestly, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I haven't in my life been, you know, a tad bit jealous of somebody. I think we all have. I think we all want, because we all see somebody that got something that we want. That's just human. Everybody go through it.
Yeah.
As a child, I was like that because, you know, I grew up in a family where it was, you know, we was okay, we were blessed by God, but, you know, all the other kids had better, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man said, yeah, I was a little jealous around that time, but now, no, because I serve an awesome God, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And I feel like there's no need to be jealous of what, who?
Exactly.
No, boo boo. You know, no.
Yeah.
You might be cute in your shoes, but.
Right. Your shoes are too small for me to try to put my feet in.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I brought, because that's been on my mind all day. But, you know, people don't believe me when I say I don't experience those emotions. I don't. I mean, as far as being jealous of another person or envious of what they got, I just don't go through that. But get in my stuff face and get too close and, you know, like you want to talk or be disrespectful, then we got a problem. But other than that, I don't dwell on stuff like that because to me, it's stupid. It's stupid and it's petty.
No, I feel like if people work hard for what they got, I can work just as hard and get what they got and better. So I don't go for that.
Amen. Amen.
I was just wondering if anybody, you know, because you know, you sometimes you have people around you that's jealous of what you're doing and you know,
oh,
doing shameful stuff and mean stuff. You know, that's stupid to me. That don't make sense. And I just was wondering if it's only me that feel like that.
Oh no! Matter of fact, I'm in like a situation today. Not really gonna go into it because I don't know. You know, I'm throwing this big event, and my hometown, you know, Sheba, and you know, a lot of people been starting rumors about me saying, "Oh, she just want to take up with VA and blah 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 blah." But why can't somebody just be trying to do something positive to better the community?
Exactly.
You know, it's
exactly.
not about taking over my state, because you know she's on is not even for real. It's for the whole world. It's you know we
right.
have people in different countries that support and love she's on. It's not all about my city and my state. I love my city and my state, but I'm at the point. I'm the type of person that you know. Thank you for the support. Like you know,
exactly.
you hating on me, either jump on or you just want to be left. That's the
point
of life I am
but,
in, you know?
Right. But you know what, Casey? They hating on you because, like the young lady said, you know, haters are blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If they hating on you, that means you're doing everything right.
Yes.
So
that's, right.
That's how I feel about that. And hi, Teddy, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm trying to stay sane over here, but I'm all right.
That's good. You'll be good. Everything's good, baby. Casey, I got a question for you as far as Twitter goes.
Okay.
I tweeted you today and asked you for a follow back. Now, I was a little confused about the response.
Yeah, man, you know, I think I was a little confused too. You said, okay, did you ask me for a Facebook? Or I thought
no.
you said something.
Look, hold on, let me explain to you. I'm a Twitter lame, okay? I am a Twitter lame. I really don't know all the terminology and quite how to use it. So, and I got a problem with my followers and who I'm following not being added, you know, even numbers. So, if I follow you, you have to follow me back so I can be at 86.
I feel that. But yeah,
no.
I thought she was asking me for my Facebook.
No.
A lot of people.
Yeah, no.
They use
I was
Facebook.
Asking you to follow me back.
Yeah, I did. I followed you back.
Okay. So I'm sorry about it. I had to clear that up because I'll be like, oh, you're such a lame. Oh my God.
Yeah,
so
I was like, okay, maybe she want my Facebook, and like I was like kind of when I got home and got it, I was like really prepped. Like I was trying to get
yeah,
to the
right.
radio. So
no,
my mind is crazy.
Right.
But I thought
no, I don't do. Yeah, no, I don't do Facebook. Shells is the reason why I started my Twitter page. So, and I'm glad I did because I done came across She's On and my other little buddies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad about that, but. I don't do the Facebook. One social network page is enough for me.
I know that's it.
Right. I'm going to let y'all go
that.
To the next caller, and I love you guys. I'm a huge fan, and I hate I missed last night's show.
It is definitely okay. I'm going to send you the link to that show so you can listen to it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye, Teddy. See you, KC. Have a good evening.
Okay, have a good one, too, for that.
Okay.
All right, ladies, we're going to go on to 734-686. What topic is heavy on your mind tonight? What would you like to talk about, ma'am?
I just wanted to say hi. This is my first time on here.
Hi.
But, KC, I follow you on Facebook all the time.
Oh. Okay, well, who are you so I can shout you out?
I don't know. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just here talking to you. I'm trying to figure out what topic is flowing through you. You can even say, hey, let's talk about chicken. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Anything that you just crazy is going on, you're like, man, I want to know why. You can ask me that question, I'll give you the answer to.
What's your favorite color?
Man, my favorite color is
Let's see, red. I love red. I'm a red.
Me too. You love red.
Yeah, red is my favorite color. Red is my favorite color since I was a baby.
All right, then you are on my team. That's what I'm talking about.
So how do y'all feel about gay marriage?
Good topic. Gay marriage rocks.
All day.
Point blank period. If you love someone, I don't care if you're gay, straight, married, in the corner, separated, whatever. You love someone, life is too short to sit around and try to figure out what you're gonna make it, what you're gonna do next. Marry the person that you love. There's not nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
So what do you do when you have homophobic people in your family?
You pray for them. There's nothing you can do. You know, because people not, like I tell people all the time, people not obligated to accept you. You know what I'm saying? They're not obligated to accept you or the things that you do or your friends. So you got to make your own way and pave your own life. You know?
What if it's your mom?
Oh, you know what? I've been in that situation with my mom, actually.
How did you handle it?
I want to be real, okay. I didn't come out to my mom. My mom actually walked upstairs and my head was in between a woman, okay? And she freaked out. She called me guys, told me to get the hell out, you know. And she didn't take it very well for a year. She was kind of messed up in the head. But she got over it. She got over it after a while, you know, because, you know, especially mothers love their kids, regardless if they don't accept you for your gay flaws. Like, she accepts you because you're her daughter, you know what I'm saying? And it may take a while for her to, like, come through, but she's going to get there.
I hope so, but when she found out that I was, when my mom found out I was, she told me I couldn't see my little brothers, and she kept me from my brothers for, like, a year and a half.
Like,
I mean,
going through that, or?
I mean, it wasn't something that I was okay with, but I dealt with it. And me and my brothers, we communicated outside of her knowing. I hope she's not listening on the radio. Mom, it's not me. But, I mean, I dealt with it. And then I went to my brothers, like, I'm the only girl out of 13 kids. And I have 11 older brothers and 2 younger brothers. So, like, growing up around, she kept me from dude. You know what I mean? Growing up, like, my first dude relationship, my first date with a man wasn't until I was 19. And that was going to the movies. And even then, I wasn't able to go by myself. Like, she followed us. So it was like, she did it. And I tried to tell her that, made her look at it from my point of view, like, you pushing me to female. Because, for one, that's all you let me around. For two, all I have is brothers. I never had a sister, you know what I mean, to go to. It was always, yeah, see her, it's this, it's that, because I was always with my brothers.
But.
So, technically, I can't really say it was my fault. Can I?
I talked to people that's going through this every day, and I have actually been through it myself. All I can tell you, CR, is just love you, you know, make a way for you, start your life. Don't sit back and, I know you love your mom, you know, and trust and believe me, your mom loves you too. She's just kind of ignorant to the fact of what's going on. A lot of parents are ignorant to their kids coming out, you know, telling them that they're gay, and they don't understand. It's not that they don't love you. They just don't understand. Or, you know, in their day, it wasn't okay, you know. But now it's out, and trust and believe me, she's going to come to you before you come to her. She loves you. Mom loves you.
she just don't understand. She's probably dealing with, damn, what did I do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What did I do wrong, or how could I fix this? And a lot of parents actually are psychological messed up behind their kids coming out being gay. They actually think that it's something they did. They're wrong. So, yeah, my mom was like that. She was like, my mom had to, like, talk to other parents that had, you know, gay kids, or, you know. And now I'm actually engaged to be married, and my wife stay with me, you know what I'm saying? And my mom adores her. But it took a long time for it to get there. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And you just don't beat yourself up about this. Just continue to live your life and continue to be the beautiful person that you are. Be awesome. And pave your life. Get your life started. Okay? She'll come around. And, you know, like my grandma always said, stick by your family. Stick by your family. Even if Carlin said, Mom, I love you, even if you know she's going to hang up. You know what I'm saying? Just say, Mom, I love you. Because sometimes it's good to hear her voice, you know? Just say, Mom, I love you. And she'll hang up. At least she heard it, you know? At least you get to hear her voice. No.
Okay, and I have one more question.
Okay.
Is Jukebox going to be a cheese on?
Is she proud?
Yes.
No, she won't be at this one right here, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen after she cries, so stay tuned.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
I know, but look, you asked me, I said she's not going to be at this one. She's not going to be at CPRI 2012 that's going on in 2 weeks. No, she will not be at that event. But you never know.
Why can't it be like tomorrow? I'm tired of waiting for it.
For CPRI?
Yes.
Man, look, you already know. It's you know, when we really want something to happen, it takes all day. But as soon as we're not looking for it, time go by fast, right?
And then when they get here, it goes by so fast, like it just started.
Exactly.
So who are the performers that you're able to say that'll be there for sure? Or is it all
the performers that will be at CPRI this year are as follows. Pretty P. King Kendall. Beauty, Nympho. Poison, Onyx, Teddy Grace, Dookie, JD, Assassin, Stallion. Because I wasn't listening to me and cussing out because I didn't say their name. ATS Certified, Philly Storm, Eden. It's a lot. People, you know, it's 26 people. I think you want to know everybody, right?
Is Kale's going to be there?
Is King Kale?
Huh?
You said King Kale?
Yeah.
Yes, she will be there. King Kale will be here. Okay. St. Louis will be here. Chanel will be here. Baltimore Prince Dom will be here. it's a lot. We have like 25 people. We got Onyx, we got H&BC, Flavor, Sis Bob, KO, That's Cute as Truth, T.O., that's a Teddy Great already. X-rated, Devious, Young Devious is just on the phone. She's just talking to Tassie. We got St. Louis, Eden, Chanel, Carson, Diva and Juice. I think I said everybody like 12 times. But
okay, so out of all of them that's going to be there, who are your favorites? Or can you say?
You are trying to put me on the spot, aren't you?
Yeah, she's putting you on blast.
Do you hear
right
this lady?
Now.
I'm
I'm just asking, like, out of all the ones you named and the ones you know that's going to be there for sure, who are your favorites? Or can you say because you don't want to get in trouble?
Well, I'm just like, Stassi, look, I'm going to speak my mind regardless. You know what I'm saying? My favorite out of all of them that's going to be at She Pride, I'm going to have to say every last one of them. That's real so. I've actually got to speak to, you know, each and every one of them. And they all are humble people, you know what I'm saying? And I actually I'm going to have to say my favorite film out of everybody. Don't beat me up, everybody, because I'm just going to be 100. There's something about beauty, goddamn it. Beauty, beauty, beauty. That's her name. Beauty is her name. Did you hear me? I got a second book. Beauty, yes, beauty. Beauty is her name. Beauty is something about beauty. That, yeah, I can't wait to see beauty. That's all I'm going to say. And Nympho, and Pretty P, and King Kev. Everybody, Devious. I don't know. I can't really. St. Louis, because I interviewed almost everybody, and I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? But beauty, yes, beauty. I'm just going to stop being the matter of beauty. Beauty. I'm looking for the beauty.
So are they going to be, like, spread out within, like, the 3 days, or...
It's going to be 2 days, actually. Well, actually, it's going to be 3 days, but the event is going to be called the Shea Fed, part one and part two. And there was so much entertainment that we had to make it into a three-day event. So, you know, you'll get part one on that Friday. You get the rest of the entertainers on that Saturday, and then we have this big, huge cookout. And it's called She Cried in the Fall. That's going to go down on Saturday.
Now, how long has She Pride been in the making?
She Pride, actually, I created She Zone 2010, actually, in December, the last day of 2010, which is the 31st. And She Pride, actually had She Pride in the park last year. And it was just a little cookout. You know, people came out, supported. It was real nice. So I'm going to say, 2 years. I'm going to say we've been about 2 years. Almost 2 years, yeah.
And what you thought of it, or was it brought to you? I said, did you think of it, or was it brought to you?
Well, what had happened was I started out as a performer myself. I was a drag king. I don't know if too many people know what drag kings are, but, you know, when you go to the club, you see the drag queens, the men that dress up as women and do shows, you know. I was the opposite. I put on, you know, makeup and, you know, did my face and did my, you know, shave my hairline up and, you know, cover my breast down. And I did what you call illusion, male illusions. And I was always invited to a lot of events, a lot of shows or whatever, and some of the shows, you know, just wasn't positive, and I just wanted to create something that was going to be a positive movement. I wanted to be positive, something positive, you know, somewhere everybody can just come and just chill and lay back and talk, meet new people from across the world, you know. So that was how all that vision came out. Just in my room one day, you know what I'm saying? And my gay father, shout out to Malachi Love, came to me and said, hey, you need to do it. Do it, man. Go. Whatever your dream is, go for it. You know? And that's what happened. So that's how She Zone came about.
Well, I don't know if I speak for a lot of people, but I can speak for myself. I enjoy She Zone. I enjoy the fact that you came up with it. It's like another world where you can come to, enjoy yourself, and don't have to worry about being judged about anything. A lot of people wouldn't have did what you did, and I just want to thank you because I enjoy it.
Well, I want to thank you for your continued support. And, you know, it's only going to get better, baby. You know, people like you supporting it. It's going to get better.
That's what's up. You guys keep a lot of people in the positive mindset, and that's what's up.
Definitely. You hit me up now so I can know who I'm talking to.
Okay. You guys have a great night.
I appreciate
that. Oh, I'm sorry,
that. What was you about to say? I was just saying that I really appreciate that, you know, hearing somebody say that they actually love Cheez-O, you know what I'm saying? That really put a dent in my heart. So, you know, I appreciate you.
No, you're welcome. And thank you again.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
And you guys have a great night.
You too. We got time for maybe three more calls, three at the most. I'm going to go to 864-569. Talk to us. 864-569. All right. So you call 678-575. Talk to us.
Area code 786-600. Talk to us. Area code
860-990. Talk to us.
Hey, Kelvin, how are you guys?
How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, Casey. Hey, Teddy. What's up?
Hey,
what's up? Hey, what's up? She's on Radio Land.
How are you?
I am better today. Thank you.
That is good.
My spirits are better. Thank you. They are. I just took it minute by minute today, and it's working out. I really wanted to talk to Stassi. Because it's all good, though, because I sat back and I listened. She is an awesome human being. Like, she was so humble and so grateful for all of her fans. I wanted to just, like, speak on the young lady that was talking about her mom not accepting her and her mom actually pushing her into being gay. You all know I came out really young when it was just not acceptable, not heard of. And I got the most love from my mom and my grandmother. And, you know, that was like a big milestone for me in my life. You know what I mean? So I just want to say to the young lady, we as a community, we as a people, we as lesbians, bisexuals, gays, transgenders, are not forced or pushed into this lifestyle. I am a firm believer that nothing made us lesbians, gays, transgenders, bisexuals. We're not pushed into this lifestyle at all. It's something that is in us. And it's up to us whether we allow it to come out. I've actually done, like, peer groups and everything for young people. And, you know, that's one of the things that I tell them. I have a brother who's a Muslim, okay? And he is actually the one that performed my ex's in my ceremony when we got into a civil union before gay marriage was legal in the state of Connecticut. We're talking some years ago. And he is now a Muslim, and he does not want me around his children if I am a practicing lesbian. And I told him I'm always going to be a practicing lesbian. This is all I know. This is who I am. This is me. You know, it's not something, it's not a choice that I made to wake up one morning and say, gee, I think I want to be a lesbian today. It didn't happen. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to encourage anyone that's going through anything with their family, especially moms, because moms are like the link to our life. And if anyone is going through anything with their family, you keep your head up, because, you know, there is nothing wrong with us. you know, what's wrong is the bigotry and hatred that we have to live in as a community, you know, and just keep your heads up and just spread love and give love. And I'm not talking about giving up the cookie. I'm talking about giving of yourself in a positive way. Casey, I just want to tell you that you and Teddy are amazing as radio show hosts. I mean, like, the chemistry that you both have is awesome. You know, I support C-Zone. I'm supposed to be doing something in the upcoming weeks, and I've actually postponed it because I told them I am not going down there with my hair falling out all sick and shit. I'm sorry, it's not happening. So I actually talked to Docs and had some things postponed for the 7th. So that I can go down there and enjoy myself and come back and do what I have to do for me. But that is for me, going down to She Pride and partying with you guys and enjoying myself and actually getting out and doing something is what I need to do for me. So that's actually going to be a therapeutic thing for me. You know, I will say I encourage you. As always, I mean, I pray for you and your continued success every night. You know, before I go to sleep, you are in my prayers. Teddy, you are in my prayers. You're going through something. I don't know what it is. But I pray for you and I encourage you and I say, just keep your head up. You know, this too shall pass. Walk through the storm. Don't walk around it. Don't walk under it. Walk through it. You know, put your weather beater on, get your umbrella out, and get your galoshes, and just walk through it. And I mean that, you know, from the bottom of my heart. You are some really upstanding individuals, and I look forward. You know, I look forward to this every night. I'm not going to hold the show hostage. I just want to say thank you once again because you all have encouraged me. So, thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah. We definitely want to thank you for coming on here, man. Talking to us, sharing your story.
Thank you. I mean, I can't keep what I have unless I give it away. I can't keep this gratitude unless I give it to somebody else. So. That's right. You know, I'm like this in my everyday life. This isn't just something I talk on the radio. I live this shit, so only I can live it. You know, and I mean, my mom always taught me, you know, don't judge me unless you've walked a mile in my shoes. And that's it. I mean, you all have a great night. If anyone out there is listening and struggling, just believe that it's going to pass. It really is.
That's true. That's real.
Yes, it's going to pass. So. Yes.
I want you to tell them one more time. So just tell them one more time what you're going to
say. I said if anyone is going through anything in their lives right now, it's going to pass. It's going to get better. It may get a little rougher. It may get a little different, but it's going to pass. And all we have to do is just strap into the seat with our seatbelts on and go for the ride.
What?
This too shall pass. It will get better. It's going to get better. No matter what the outcome, it will be okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I hope y'all hear that. I hope y'all take heed of what Susan just said. Susan, we love you. We thank you for calling us.
Love you,
Sharon.
All right.
Dope. And definitely.
Yeah.
I will see you Monday.
All right.
Yeah. But you know, man, I might do a Friday. I might do a season on after Dr. Mahal.
Man, that would be the bomb.
So you ladies, if you are such a good freaky side, tomorrow we will have She's On at the Dock. Possibly. Check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and I'll let you know somewhere between 6 and 7, all right?
All right.
to go down, and I will let you know. And y'all already know that'll be Fridays at midnight to 2, but I'll definitely let y'all know that happened, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, Lord. You were still talking? Go ahead. I'm sorry, what you were saying, Sue?
I just said thank you for coming out tonight and putting on another great show.
All right, you know it. You, all
right.
You demand it, I bring it. That's just what it is. You know how.
All right.
All right. Tell the P-Man, well, thank you so much for hitting up the She-Zone, hitting up the zone, coming in the zone every day, showing your
friends.
No sexy, pretty teddy bear self. Looking like a box of chocolate.
Well, you know how I do. I gotta sit up on that there couch.
Now, I want to thank everybody that's tuning in. If this is your first show, welcome to She's On. Don't ever hesitate to hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. The Twitter is at KC, that's a lot of KC, VIA, She's On. That's HEZON. On Facebook at facebook.com/ JUSZKC. All right, ladies, y'all have been great. I love the time that you have shared on She's On Radio. You all have a nice night. Don't forget now, if y'all are struggling, trying to figure out if y'all should go back to school, y'all need to go back to school. Lunch is good. The pizza is delicious, okay? Don't play with me. I get my belt and my Crisco. I get that booty, you hear me? All right, y'all have a good one. Love y'all so much.